T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The question is, do you have any idea what's on the ballot when you go to your polling place?
I would love to do a man on the street about that. On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline from KDKA-TV, it's John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Election Day.
You know, you made a point to me in our conversation in the newsroom yesterday that in a lot of ways, this is one of the most important elections because the people who set our tax rates, especially schools, are on the ballot.
Yes, indeed. And I think that's why it's always surprising that this these off-year election primaries turn out to be the least participated elections of all. We are nominating today the people who will raise our school taxes, the people who will raise our municipal taxes, excuse me, and even raise our county taxes. So if you really care about taxes, this election, frankly, is more important than many others.
Yeah, when you think about people, if you're a homeowner and you think my county taxes are high, that's nothing compared to what the school taxes are.
Well, and let's ask you this question, John. If you say, okay, well, this is important, I need to go vote, but you have absolutely no clue about anybody who's on the ballot, are you doing more harm than good?
Well, that's the part of the problem, is that in these primary elections, when you go into the ballot and you see 16 people running for 5 positions, unless you've taken a moment to figure out who these folks are, it can be very, very confusing. Now, in some communities, there's, you know, 5 openings and only 5 candidates in both parties for these different positions. Some are more hotly contested. In this region right now, we have several hotly contested elections, and by that I mean that there are actually more than one candidate running for one particular nomination. County commissioners on the Republican side in Westmoreland County, there are a ton of candidates running. There are a number of Republicans running in Washington County. You've got more than a few Democrats running in other counties. So these are important elections. In Allegheny County, there's a race for district attorney. Steven Zappala is being challenged. So I think, again, do you know the opponent? Maybe not. But maybe you have a view one way or the other of the incumbent and want to send a message.
Realistically, John, it's really difficult, especially for those board elections, to know who these people are. Because for the most part, they're just members of the community that get on these school boards, but they have a significant impact on your wallets. But how do you sort through and know who's who?
Well, you know, the good news is there are websites out there nowadays, and you can go on, and the League of Women Voters does a great job. Their various reports that the newspapers, the City Paper, the Post-Gazette, the Trib, they all do their own little compendiums of bio information. That'll give you a start, at least. And if you are concerned that you want to make sure you know who these individuals are, just go on the web, because you will find some information that the candidates themselves have provided about their backgrounds and the like. The other thing is that in these neighborhood races, usually you will know something about at least one or two of those people.
In the countywide races, obviously Rich Fitzgerald's name's on the ballot, but he's unopposed. Is that correct?
That's correct in the Democratic primary, but Matt Drozd is running for the Republican nomination. He's a former county councilman. And so there will be an election in the fall, but for that race in particular, it's unopposed in both parties in the primary.
However, there is a county council race that is going on, and it's countywide, right?
Yes, and this is the race for the at-large county council seat on the Democratic side. And there are two candidates, the incumbent, 88-year-old John DeFazio, who's been on county council from the beginning of this particular institution that the voters approved in 1999. He is running for re-election, and he's being opposed by a young woman who's endorsed by the Democratic Socialists. Her name is Bethany Hallam, and they've both been out campaigning. DeFazio is endorsed by the Democratic Party and by labor organizations. He comes from the United Steelworkers. And, of course, people may remember him as Jumping Johnny DeFazio. He was really a star wrestler in western Pennsylvania back in the day. But he is being challenged by a young woman who has been out campaigning. So we're going to watch that race. That's one of those that you might take a look at.
Check out John Delano on KDK-TV. Exercise your right to vote in this primary election day. John, as always, we appreciate your time. It's going to be a big day for you.
Well, not as big as some of the ones that are coming up, I'll tell you. That's the most. These things are all prelude to the next election, and I can't wait for 2020.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.